dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
You heard the horns. You know what time it is. It is Horns of Plenty time here on WMFO in Medford. I am doing a step challenge for my work, and so decided to run here instead of bike here, and that was probably a mistake. Although it's a beautiful day out there, and I got a great show for you lined up. In the background, we got Dak Terrace. Put my voice up a bit. That's better. yeah, it's a beautiful day. This is Horns of Plenty. This is DJ Mo. We're on WMFO. It's Medford. It's Freeform. And yeah, that's why I'm a little late. And that's okay. Big shout out to all the new DJs here. We got a jam-packed schedule on WMFO. Like, basically every hour is another DJ. Got a lot of good stuff out there, so keep the dial tuned to 91.5. All right, what am I going to kick it off with? Today, we're going to go with John Hendricks. That's going to start our show today. This is John Hendricks. The song is called The Duck O Pato.
O Pato. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he oughta, quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, the samba, the samba, Ogunso. The goose was gaily swimming by, honk, honk, honk. He paused and gave the dancer a try, honk, honk. The bossa nova had him dancing, the new thing, the new swing. A lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, then she loosened up. Oochie-coochie-goo said that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Oh, pato. The duck was happy to begin it, quack, quack, and he was really getting in it, quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, the samba, the samba, Ogunso. The goose came fast as he could move, honk, 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 and joined the duck and struck a groove, honk, honk. The bossa nova had him dancing, the new thing, the new swing. A lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, then she loosened up. Chicoo-chicoo said that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack
Look at that monkey jump. That was Junior Walker and the All-Stars there. Junior Walker, of course, well-known Motown musician from the 60s. Also, may not know, played saxophone for the band Foreigner in the 80s. Little piece of trivia there for you. Junior Walker, the saxophonist for Foreigner during the 1980s. Not that that would ever come up, but maybe. Before that, we had Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm. Ike Turner. I'm going to have to look into him in a bit here. But that was Ike Turner with the Thinking Black. And then leading off that set was John Hendricks, the Duck, Opato. That was off the album Salud, a tribute to Jal Gilberto, Bossa Nova legend, of course. And, yeah, that's that song is really pretty funny, pretty fun. Boy, I had a weekend. Car broke down. It was crazy. Anyway, that's enough about that. Let's, I got, in 2 weeks, you're going to hear an excellent interview with a with an up-and-coming rapper, Zach Avelli, on this show. He wrote a song specifically for Horns of Plenty, with a great sample in it. We're going to talk about that. So be sure to tune back in 2 weeks. What day is that? That would be October 16th. So get the hype train out. I'm putting up flyers. I'm not actually going to do that, but I will talk about it. And it's going to be a great interview. It's going to be a lot of fun. So tune in next week. In 2 weeks, we're going to have an interview with an up-and-coming rapper. I think he has somewhere in the teens of plays on Spotify. So, yeah, it's a big deal. All right, let's get back into it. We got the Crusaders right here. Look Beyond the Hill here on WMFO. This is Horns of Plenty. We'll be right back. Right there, Margo and Mac. You've heard of Mac and Manco if you've ever been down to Ocean City Boardwalk and gotten some delicious pizza. That was Margo and Mac 2021 single, It's So Easy. That's a little cute little good one there. A couple of minutes long there. Before that, we had Look Beyond the Hill by the Crusaders, 1973 right there. That one was another easy one. I'm playing a lot of easy ones. It's an easy 70 degree day out there. Feels like I should be relaxing. But instead I decided to run to the studio. All right, what time is it? 5:18. Okay. I got a couple more songs. We're going to keep rolling through here. We got Bill Wyman. This is CC, Je Suis Un Rockstar, off the album White Lightning. So, I mean, when I say all those words together, you know it's going to be good, right? So this is, Bill Wyman, CC, Je Suis Un Rockstar, right here on WMFO.
Disco in Paris, I asked her to dance, and then and she danced with me. Then I took a chance. Come home with me today. I live in France. We can get there BEA. Je suis un rock star. Je have your own residence. Je have a tailor. I lost South to France. Voulez-vous partir with me? Then come and rest a lot with me in France. The PA is on strike. There's no planes flying. I could rent a motorbike. At least I'm trying. We could go on the other craft. Across the water. They'll think I'm your dad. And you're my daughter. Je suis un rock star. Je have your own residence. Je have a tailor. A la south to France. Voulez-vous partir with me? And come and rest a la with me in France. Je suis un rock star. Je have your own residence. Je have a tailor. A la south to France. Voulez-vous partir with me? And come and rest a la with me in France.
I need some loving, send it to me.
If that bass sounded familiar there in that song that was sent to me by the Rolling Stones 1980 Emotional Rescue, then you would understand because Bill Wyman, of course, the bassist for the Rolling Stones, released that solo song that I led off that set with, CC, Je suis un rockstar, in 1981. So, you know, all those things were going through Bill Wyman's head at the same time. There, send it to me, a song about a guy waiting for his mail order bread. Classic Rolling Stones there. And then Je suis un rockstar is such a great song. Just really funny. I don't know. I'm assuming that Bill Wyman was trying to be funny there. I love that it's CC, Je suis un rockstar, because C is obviously Spanish and Je suis un rockstar is French. He said at the time that he wrote it in Cockney French. So pretty good stuff. That was sent to me there. All right, now it is time for my favorite part of the show, the interactive part of the show, the part of the show where you can call in here at 855-915-9636 and get me on the horn and answer a trivia question. The way this game works is called Who Sampled. I play a song of the past that a more recent, oftentimes more popular song has sampled. You tell me what the more recent song is. So I'll play an older song, the more recent song has sampled that song, you call in to 855-915-9636 and give me the answer of who the more recent artist was that sampled that song. You can also, I'm just logging on right now for the first time, WMFO.org. You can hit me up on the DJ chat. And I'm in there right now. So if you don't want to call, if you don't have a phone but you got a computer, you can go to the DJ chat. That's WMFO.org/DJ-chat and give me your answer there. All right. So we're gonna play Who Sampled, the game where you try to guess who sampled this song. So the original song is by one of my favorite people, Gil Scott-Heron. If you don't know about him, look him up. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit about him in a bit. But this is Gil Scott-Heron. The song is Grandma's Hands, and you gotta, it's either gonna be real easy or real hard. So you gotta listen right in the beginning and see if you can catch who sampled the song Grandma's Hands by Gil Scott-Heron. All right, here we go.
In church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. The local unwed mother, Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. To hand me a piece of candy, Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma.
Yeah, Gil Scott-Heron right there. Man, if you are a college student and you are, you know, thinking about radical ideas, counterculture, and you don't know who Gil Scott-Heron is, go check him out. 1980s, heavy influence on hip-hop, jazz poet. He called himself a bluesologist. That was his own term for a scientist who is concerned with the origin of the blues. Very famous for, of course, for the poem "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." Also did some collaboration with Jamie XX in the early 2000s. Really great stuff. Died too early in 2011, but yeah. Check out Gil Scott-Heron. He's awesome. So that was part of the game. I didn't get any DJ chats. I got nobody called in. There's some people in the studio. They're listening, but they don't know the answer. The more recent song that sampled that. All right, I'm going to play it one more time right in the very beginning. See if you can get it. What's right in the very beginning? What's that? Of course. Somebody took a song about Grandma's hands and turned it into No Diggity.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Trey.
drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, she knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so freak. What you heard? Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
yeah. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't be up for the thing. Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake awards? High shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is on. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen
no
and Black
diggity, no diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got the bag.
Girl,
it up.
Got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Yeah.
So there's a song, there's an example right there. We can take a sample of a song and completely change the tone and the vibe and the context of that song, and you know, still pretty good. I like both versions. We got another version actually coming up right here. This is like a lo-fi version that came out maybe 12 years ago. This is Chet Faker.
Thank you.
side, pushing foul rides, it's no surprise. She got texts in the stash, stacking up cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, as long as she's got to have it. Baby, you're perfect. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. She's got class and stuff, seen knowledge by the mile. Is unknown. Let me tell you how it goes. Curse the word, spins the bug. Love is a curse, so freak what you heard. I gotta bag it up.
Another new bot there, no diggity. That's Chet Faker from Thinking in Textures. Was that, I don't know, 2011, 2012. All right, we got the Sextones. Love can't be borrowed. The Sex Tones Quartet out of Reno, Nevada. If that song sounds old, you are fooled. That song came out September 29th, 2023. We're taking it back 10 years. This is the TC Connection. Take My Breath Away. Is it a cover? Is it not a cover? There's only one way to find out, and that's to listen to it now. It's a cover. Take My Breath Away back there is playing. I'm going to do my obligatory PSA. And we have one opened up here right in front of me. I'm going to read that. This one is one that my wife will not appreciate. This is the dried fruit PSA. Looking for something sweet? Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blackberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But, no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. That is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Coming up, 10 minutes left here. Got a couple more for you. Got a real banger. My wife says they are not good for you. But that's one person's opinion, and I think the dried fruit PSA right here is saying otherwise. So eat some dried fruits. Avoid the gummies. Well, eat the gummies and the dried fruits. All right, we got the Ohio Players. This is a real banger. It's called Sweet Sticky Thang. Off their album Honey, which makes sense.
You sweet sticky thing.
There you go. That's the Ohio Pleasure. The Ohio Players, Sweet Sticky Thing. That song reached number one on the Soul Signals chart in 1975. Number 33 all time. I mean, not number 33 on the top Billboard Top 100. I feel like 1975 was, I don't know. Somebody can argue with me here, but potentially a pretty tough year for music. A lot of like Doobie Brothers and the Eagles. David Bowie had fame, though, so that was a good year for that. All right. One of my favorite songs I've ever played on Horns of Plenty. I'm gonna lead off this, finish this set off with that. It's Zalabalaba by the Zulus and Hugh Masekela. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Listen here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5, for the interview next week, or in 2 weeks, October 16th. I'll be back, 5 p.m., as I mentioned, tons of great, great, great shows here on WMFO. So keep that dial locked to 91.5. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks. This is Hugh Masekela and the Zulus.